Tell them they have better voices than the men of St. Joseph last night. Come, help them. Mishozhny Saint Josepha, please help. Please help. Good men, good men, good men. Praise God, good to be with you. Join me in prayer. I'm just going to coach you in prayer in English, and let's just let it stay with them in English, right?
Once more.
I'm going to coach them in prayer. You don't need to translate.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to pray over you in English. All right? So shut up. Heavenly Father, I ask you to just bless these men, come upon them, anoint our time together, fill them with your Holy Spirit, and just give us, Lord, whatever it is we need individually this night. Speak to us in the way we need to be spoken to, what we cannot understand, Lord. You are the divine interpreter, and please work through Jan and myself to deliver the right message to you this night, to these men this night, rather. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Gentlemen, I'm blessed. I am blessed to be in Poland with my wife, who is scared to death downstairs because she's very shy. She much prefers to be unnoticed. So downstairs, she's noticed. And she doesn't like that. Which means I'm in the doghouse. I'm in the doghouse. I am screwed. I am a bad husband. You understand? Help me. Okay. I'm going to talk to you tonight about men being the backbone of the church. And we're also going to talk about how we can be chivalrous, how we can live as men like the knights of old today.
The first one.
Chivalry. How we can live chivalry.
Okay, I said that, but you said two things.
Oh, men, the backbone of the church.
Okay.
Yeah. So you are the backbone of the church. The church is only as strong as its men. If we have an unhealthy church, it's because we have unhealthy men. In the United States, 5 out of 10 men in the pews struggle with pornography. 5 out of 10 men in the pews. In the United States, only 15% of Catholics go to Mass. Major crisis in masculinity. Agreed?
Okay.
In Poland, what are the numbers? Higher? Lower? Higher? How much? How much? 45%. Half of the Catholics in Poland are not in church. Right? Yeah? Major crisis. When a man takes his children to church, they retain the faith when they're an adult. Over 90%. When the mom
takes
the children to church, less than 50% keep the faith. And 50% of the men in Poland are not passing on the faith. Worse in the United States. That's why I, 8 years ago, started a ministry called The King's Men. I speak to men in the U.S. about this problem. I decided that I am no longer going to be part of the problem, but part of the solution. You have to decide if you want to be part of the solution. Because your sins in Poland affect me in the United States. Right? Body of Christ. We are only as strong as our weakest link. I am sorry that for 16 years of my life,
że przez 16 lat mojego życia,
I was numb to sin.
You were
numb. I had no sense of sin.
Nie miałem żadnego poczucia grzechu.
I didn't know what sin was.
Nie wiedziałem, czym jest grzech.
But when I received my own conversion,
kiedy przeżyłem swoje własne nawrócenie,
I decided that I would speak to men about where I've been.
To zdecydowałem, że będę mówił do mężczyzn o tym, gdzie byłem kiedyś.
What I do is share stories.
To, co ja mówię, to jest dzielenie się jakimiś historiami.
Hopefully they'll make sense to you.
Mam nadzieję, że to będzie miało dla nas jakiś sens.
Probably not.
Pewnie nie.
Backbone of the church, you. Has anyone here ever hurt their back?
Czy ktoś z was kiedyś uderzył się w plecy?
Raise your hand if you've ever hurt your back, right? If you hurt your back, even a small bit, it can incapacitate you. You know that word? So much so that you can't even work. Bend up. Right? Am I right?
Right?
One sin can send you to hell. Right? Do this with your head if you agree. If you don't agree, I don't know what to tell you. Thanks be to God that Jesus gave us the Eucharist and confession. It's the 1-2 punch. Eucharist, confession.
Huh?
Eucharist, 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 confession. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says if you receive the Lord in a worthy manner, in a state of grace. How many here? Let's depart for just 1 second. I told you I was numb to sin. I had no sense of sin. For years, I received Jesus not in a state of grace. And as St. Paul says, I brought damnation on myself. When we decide that we will no longer receive the Lord not in a state of grace, we are in a position, as the Catechism says, to be preserved from sin.
Proszę nam, jeśli zdecydujemy się na to, że będziemy przyjmować Pana w stanie łaski uświęcającej,
so repeat it.
Gwarantowane, że będziemy zachowani od grzechu.
So if you receive Jesus in grace, it'll help to preserve you from future sin.
Więc jeśli przyjmujecie Jezusa w stanie łaski uświęcającej, to będzie Wam pomagało być zachowanym od grzechu.
This is the antidote. This is the cure. This is the remedy.
To jest właśnie lekarstwo, to jest odtrutka.
When I discovered this for myself, I began to experience virtue in my life. I was addicted to pornography from age 10 to 26. I had no ability to receive what the Lord wanted for me.
Nie byłem w stanie przyjąć tego, co Pan chciał dla mnie.
Because I was not able to receive sanctifying grace.
Bo nie byłem w stanie przyjąć łaski uświęcającej.
Sanctifying grace.
Łaskę uświęcającą.
The only way that we do anything good.
To jest jedyny sposób, żeby zrobić cokolwiek dobrze.
Without Jesus, without the Eucharist.
Bez Jezusa, bez Eucharystii.
I am lost.
Jestem zgubiony.
You know this.
Wiecie to.
I'm not telling you anything new.
Ja nie mówię wam niczego nowego.
Okay. But are you living it?
Ale wy w tym żyjecie, prawda?
If 50% of the men aren't in the pews in Poland.
Jeśli jest 50% mężczyzn w ławkach kościele w Polsce.
We're not doing enough to bring them into the pews.
To znaczy, że nie robimy wystarczająco dużo, żeby przyprowadzić do tych ławek.
Our brothers are lost.
Nasi bracia są zgubieni.
And like the Marines in the United States,
i tak jak żołnierze w USA,
their motto,
ich motto,
you never leave a man behind.
Nigdy nie zostawiasz mężczyzny samego.
Don't leave your brothers behind.
Nie zostawiajcie swoich braci samych.
Start with yourself.
Zacznij od samego siebie.
Your wife.
Swoją żonę.
Your children.
Dzieci.
Then your brothers.
I potem twoi bracia.
Because you cannot give.
Bo nie możesz nic dać.
What you don't have.
Nie możesz dać tego, czego sam nie masz.
If you don't have authentic masculinity.
Jeśli nie masz w sobie prawdziwej męskości.
If you don't know what it is.
Jeśli nie wiesz, co to jest.
You cannot give it.
Nie możesz tego dać.
To your son.
Swojemu synowi.
To your grandson.
Swojemu wnuka.
To your nephew.
Do swojego bratanka.
So you have to start with yourself.
Więc musisz zacząć od samego siebie.
What's the sin in your life?
Co jest grzechem w twoim życiu?
Lust.
Pożądliwość.
Pride.
Pycha.
Vanity. Pride.
Pycha.
Sensuality. What is it?
Co to jest?
What is your dominant defect?
Jaki jest twój największy brak?
Start working on that.
Zacznij pracować właśnie na tym.
For me?
Dla mnie.
My wife tells me.
Moja żona mi mówi.
You're the most prideful person I know.
Jesteś najbardziej pyszny facetem, jakiego znam.
Yeah.
Tak.
She humbles me.
Ona mnie upokarza.
That's good.
To jest bardzo dobre.
It's good to be humbled.
To jest bardzo dobre, spokojne.
Humility is the only way to defeat evil. The evil one.
Pokora jest jedynym środkiem, aby pokonać zło, a właściwie złego.
Humility.
Pokora.
I told the men last night, I'll tell you.
To samo, co powiedziałem wczoraj mężczyznom, to powiem też tutaj.
You know what this is?
Wiesz, co to jest?
Holy Rosary, right?
Wydaje się.
Some of us have chains in our rosary. You take the chain out of the rosary. All the beads fall to the ground. The rosary becomes useless at that point. Saint John Vianney said that in our life, our spiritual lives, if we take humility out of our spiritual life, like the beads that fall to the ground,
to wtedy, tak jak te paciorki spadały na ziemię,
all virtues vanish.
To wszystkie cnoty znikną.
No humility?
Nie ma pokory.
No virtue.
Nie ma cnoty.
You want to grow in holiness? You want to grow in humility? Go to confession every week. In America, I would say men, of the 5 out of 10 men in the pews,
5 z 10 mężczyzn
struggling with pornography, they might go to confession once a year. How many times a year do you see a doctor? How many times a year do you see a doctor? Once? Twice? How many?
Five.
That's good. Are you okay? How many times do you see a doctor? You probably never see a doctor.
Seven.
Are you feeling okay? How many times do you see a doctor?
One or two?
Yeah, young guy. Sir, how many times a year do you see a doctor?
Yes.
Do lekarza w roku, no?
Do dwa razy w roku.
Twice.
Healthy man. Doing something right. Okay. So, the divine physician, 5 times, 7 times, 2 times, 4 times, right?
All right.
The divine physician in America, we see 1 time a year.
To
get well. I don't know how many times you're going to confession. All I know is we're not going enough. Because in sacred scripture, the Bible, it says the righteous man sins 7 times a day. Are you righteous?
I
don't think so.
No. Good. And he's honest.
All right.
So 14 times for you a day? Sin?
I'm not counting.
See that? Right. The righteous man, scripture says, no one is righteous. He tells us Saint Joseph is righteous. So for the Saint Joseph man in the room, the Saint Joseph man in this room, there might be a man like Saint Joseph in here. That guy is sinning 7 times a day. Is there a priest in here? There he is. He's sinning 7 times a day. Right, Father? Pater? Minimum. Right? So for the rest of you, you're sinning at least 14 times a day. And you're going once a month, maybe? Confession? The reality is we don't even realize how many times we sin. You know omission? Can you say sins of omission? You
understand? Sins of omission.
Okay. Grzechy zaniedbania.
Alright. Sins of omission? Things that you're not even aware of.
Grzechy zaniedbania, które sobie nawet nie uświadamialiście.
Things that you should be doing that you're not doing.
Rzeczy, które powinniście robić, a nie robicie.
Like listening to your wife. Guilty. I don't. I should. Ministering to the poor. Feeding the hungry, the homeless. Counseling the ignorant. And the things that we should be doing that we don't do. I do it all. I'm not doing those things. Blessed John Paul II, your beloved native from this wonderful country. He went to confession every day. Do you think he was a little further along than us in his spiritual walk with the Lord?
Czy myślicie, że on w swojej drodze duchowej był troszeczkę dalej niż my?
Yes? Tak? No?
Yes.
No?
Tak.
John Paul wasn't further along than you?
Był dalej niż ty? Drodzy swojej?
He was, yeah, right. Okay. And he's going every day. What does he know that we don't know? I mean, well, he's got the same Bible we had, right? We have. He's got the catechism, right? Was he a greater sinner than us? Maybe. All I know is he went every day. That convicts me. We were at the Auschwitz a couple hours ago. I am convicted by my apathy towards evil in this world. I am guilty. I have been silent for too long in my life. In the presence of evil. Sin. I see my brother sinning and I don't say anything to him. I'm not talking about judging him. I'm talking about encouraging our brothers. Challenging our brothers. Holding them accountable. Responsible. For far too long, I didn't do those things. And I say to Satan, no longer will you have the comfort of my silence in this world. It's time for us as Catholic men to assume our post as the backbone of the church. I know that I was just with your teenagers here at the school in Bielsko. I know what they're dealing with. They're looking to you to lead them. Not in words.
Nie poprzez słowa.
Proverbs 22:6.
Księga Przysłów, rozdział 22, werset 6.
This is how you lead them.
To jest właśnie jak powinniście je prowadzić.
Raise a child up in the way you should go, way they should go.
Wychowaj tak dzieci w taki sposób, jak powinny iść drogą.
And when they are older, they will not stray.
A wtedy, kiedy dorosną, to nie zboczą.
Raise a child up in the way you should go, and when he is older, he will not stray.
Wychowaj dziecko w sposób taki, jak powinien iść, a jak będzie dorosły, to z tego nie zboczy.
The only way to raise that child is to walk that way yourself.
Jedyny sposób, aby to dziecko tak wychować, to jest to, żeby przejść tą drogę samemu.
Lead by example.
Prowadzić poprzez przykład.
Every day of your life.
Każdego dnia swojego życia.
Preach the gospel at all times.
Głoście Ewangelię każdego dnia.
With your actions.
Poprzez swoje czyny.
Guilty.
Przyznawajcie się do tego, że jesteście winni.
I don't do it.
Ja tego nie robię.
And I'm in full-time ministry.
A ja posługuję na pełen etat kościołowi.
I'm challenging myself before you as my brothers in Christ to hold me accountable. Responsible.
Rzucam przede wszystkim sobie, zanim wam rzucam to wyzwanie, właśnie rzucam sobie to wyzwanie, że to ja jestem tym, który powinien być odpowiedzialny.
I need your prayers.
Ja potrzebuję waszych modlitw.
I don't pray enough for our priests.
Ja nie modlę się wystarczająco za naszych księży.
Our bishops.
I biskupów.
Our pope.
I papieża.
I don't pray enough, period. I don't pray enough at all.
Ja w ogóle za mało się modlę.
I need your prayers. Because if we're going to do this, if we're going to be part of the solution and not part of the problem, we're going to need each other. We're going to need each other. Need. A band of brothers. Together. That's how you do this, men. That's how you lead.
To jest sposób, w jaki prowadzicie.
Protect.
Ochraniacie.
Provide.
I zaopatrujecie.
The three roles of men.
To są trzy role mężczyzny.
To be a leader.
Żeby być tym, który przewodzi.
A protector.
Ten, który ochrania.
And a provider.
I ten, który zaopatruje.
How do you lead?
Jak przewodzicie?
Humility.
Pokora.
Christ in John, the Gospel of John.
Chrystus w Ewangelii Świętego Jana.
Jan is going to read for you how Jezus led his people.
Teraz on przeczyta mnie, jak Jezus prowadził swoich ludzi. Stał od wieczerzy, zdjął szatę, wziął płócienny ręcznik i przepasał się nim. Następnie wlał wodę do miednicy i zaczął umywać uczniom nogi oraz wycierać je płóciennym ręcznikiem, który był przepasany. Po umyciu ich nóg Jezus nałożył szatę, ponownie zajął miejsce przy stole i zaczął mówić. Czy rozumiecie, co wam uczyniłem? Wy nazywacie mnie nauczycielem i panem i słusznie mówicie, bo nim jestem. Jeśli więc ja, pan, nauczyciel, umyłem wasze nogi, również i wy powinniście sobie nawzajem umywać nogi. Dałem wam przykład, abyście tak postępowali wobec siebie, jak ja postąpiłem względem was. Uroczyście zapewniam was, sługa nie jest ważniejszy od swego pana, ani posłaniec od tego, który go posłał. Jeśli nawet wiecie to wszystko, szczęśliwi będziecie dopiero wtedy, gdy będziecie to spełniać.
Dziękuję. Serve one another.
Służcie sobie nawzajem.
Serve your wife.
Służcie swojej żonie.
Serve your girlfriend.
Swojej dziewczynie.
Serve your kids.
Dzieciom.
Die to yourself.
Umrzyj dla samego siebie.
Fast for your family.
Bądź dla swojej rodziny.
Deny yourself.
Zaprzyj się samego siebie.
Voluntary denial.
Dobrowolnie zaprzyj się samego siebie.
You can do that with so many things.
Możesz to zrobić naprawdę w wielu kwestiach.
Food?
Jedzenie?
Obviously.
Oczywiście.
But what else?
Ale co jeszcze?
TV?
Telewizor?
Radio?
Radio.
Obey the speed limit when you're driving.
Czekasz na nim na prości?
That's a hard one.
To jest ciężka kwestia.
Deny yourself what you want to do.
Zaprzyj się samego siebie i powiedz, co chcesz zrobić.
For the good of your family.
Dla dobra swojej rodziny.
The good of the church.
Dobra kościoła.
Make everything you do an offering to God.
Rób wszystko po to, żeby to ofiarować Bogu.
That's how we pray without ceasing.
Without?
The scripture. Pray at all times. That's how we do it.
To jest to, co mówi Pismo Święte. Módlcie się bez przerwy, bez ustanku.
We're called to pray without ceasing, never stopping.
Jesteśmy wezwani do tego, by się modlić nieustannie.
The only way you can do that is to make everything you do an offering to the Lord.
Jedyne, co możecie zrobić, to robić wszystko to, co robicie i ofiarować to Bogu.
Consecrate your work to God.
Poświęćcie swoją pracę Bogu.
Brother, what do you do? What's your job?
He's a vet.
A veterinarian?
Yeah.
With animal, small, large animal, small animal? All. Right? Awesome. Consecrate your work to God. St. Francis, patron, right? Animals, right? Consecrate your work. Let your faith filter into you. All your animals are going to become Catholic. All the animals you work on, you're going to baptize them Catholic. Just kidding. No. But you work with people. They bring you their animals, right? You can share your faith with them. Yes?
Talk?
What else? What do you do for a living, brother? What's your job?
Salesman.
Wow, see. That's French. I used to teach French. You have a lot of opportunity to speak to people, right?
Masz dużo możliwości, żeby mówić do ludzi.
Trochę próbuje.
He's trying his best.
He's trying his best. Okay. So you have a great opportunity to evangelize.
Masz dobre możliwości, by ewangelizować.
Not preach to him.
Nie głosić kazania.
Show them love.
Pokaż im miłość.
Love them.
Kochaj ich.
Is that a hard word for us to say as men?
Czy to jest ciężkie słowo, żeby w naszym przypadku mężczyzn, żeby to powiedzieć? Kochać?
My own brothers don't tell me they love me.
Moim bracia nie mówią mi, że mnie kochają.
And I wish they did.
Chciałbym, żeby oni to robili.
Why is it so hard for us as men to tell another brother in the Lord, I love you?
Dlaczego dla nas mężczyzn jest to takie trudne, żeby powiedzieć drugiemu bratu, kocham cię?
And it's not sexual.
To nie jest nimi seksem.
It's filial love, brotherly love.
Po to, żeby on poczuł twoją braterską miłość.
That I care more about you than myself.
Że bardziej zależy mi na tobie niż na mnie samym.
That's how you evangelize.
To jest sposób, w jaki ewangelizujesz.
We don't have to be quoting scripture.
Nie musimy cytować Pisma Świętego.
We don't have to be condemning sins that we see, although it might be good to say you might not want to do that.
Nie musimy zaraz potępiać grzechów, które widzimy. Aczkolwiek czasami może warto coś powiedzieć.
So we have these opportunities to bring our faith into everything we do, and work and at home.
Także mamy możliwość, aby wprowadzać naszą wiarę wszystko, co robimy, w domu i w pracy.
Yet we keep our faith just at church on Sunday or at our men's group.
Bo my zatrzymujemy naszą wiarę tylko na niedzielę, kiedy jesteśmy w kościele, albo na naszej męskiej grupie.
It should filter into all of our activities.
A to musi przenikać do wszystkich naszych działań.
When you're in the shower, great time to pray.
Great time to pray.
Lord, as this water covers me, cover me today with your Holy Spirit.
Panie, tak jak ta woda spływa na mnie, spłynie na mnie Twój Duch Święty.
Pray.
Módl się.
Lead your family in prayer.
Prowadź swoją rodzinę w modlitwie.
Pray before meals.
Módl się przed posiłkami.
In public.
Publicznie.
It's easy to do it at home, isn't it?
Łatwo jest to zrobić w domu, nie?
It's easy just to grab the sandwich and just start eating, right? Right? I'm at a restaurant, Restaurago here. Restaurago? Restaurant? Diner? To eat? Restaurant.
The whole sentence.
Forget it. I go out to eat in America, right? I take my wife out to eat. And my kids. Try this one. When the waitress comes over, or the waiter, say, my family and I are about to pray. Is there anything you'd like me to pray for you? They're going to look at you like, what? You could try that. Or would you like to join us in prayer?
A może chciałbym się dołączyć w modlitwie?
Is that too much out of your comfort zone? Yes. Yes, yes, right? Yeah, me too. Me too. But isn't it an opportunity we have every day?
A czy to jest możliwość, którą mamy każdego dnia?
We buy food all the time.
Kupujemy jedzenie cały czas przecież.
Supermarket. What's your name? As you're checking out.
Gdy wychodzicie przez kasę.
Huh? How's your day going?
Jak dzień idą?
How many people do you think they see each day that ask them how their day is going?
Jak myślicie, ile jest takich ludzi, którzy są pytani, jak im dzień idą?
I'm just giving you practical examples.
Daję wam po prostu praktyczne przykłady.
You go get your hair cut, right?
Idziecie do fryzjera.
The barber's always talking to you. We're not engaged in the barber. Right? He's talking to you. How you doing? What do you do? You're a vet? Oh, okay. You're a salesman? Uh-huh. Cut my hair. I've got to get out of here. I mean, do you see what I mean? There's countless opportunities to show love, to be Christ to our brothers.
Jest niezliczona ilość możliwości, aby być Chrystusem i pokazać miłość dla naszych braci.
To our sisters.
I siostry.
This is how we address the crisis in masculinity.
To jest to, jak nazywamy, tak jak walczymy, stawiamy czoła kryzysowi męskości.
One man,
jeden mężczyzna,
one heart,
jedno serce,
at a time.
Jednocześnie w tym samym momencie.
Simple, really.
To jest proste.
All right, so let's get back to our roots.
Więc powróćmy do naszych korzeni.
Andrzej, how much time do we have? How much time do we have? 10 minutes?
Ile chcesz mówić?
How much do you want to talk?
You tell me. Ten minutes? 15 minutes? Okay. What did you say?
15.
Okay, let's get back to our roots. You ever heard of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table? Yeah. The Crusades. You remember the Crusades? Well, you weren't alive. But do you remember the church and the Crusades? Right there. Where these men would go with a red cross covering their chest, right? To defend the Holy Land? Do you remember feeling as a kid like that's pretty cool? That's why we created this story called the King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. The legend has it that King Arthur and his knights were seeking the Holy Grail.
Jest napisane, że król Artur i jego rycerze poszukiwali się tego Graala.
These knights, these men that were called out from the world.
To byli ci rycerze, to byli mężczyźni, którzy zostali wezwani ze świata.
To become a knight.
Aby stać się rycerzami.
Before a knight was knighted.
I zanim rycerz został pasowany na rycerza.
He was in an all-night vigil before the Lord. All night, did not go to sleep.
Vigil,
prayer.
Był na całonocnej modlitwie przed Panem.
The knight stayed up all night. Did never slept.
Rycerz musiał się modlić całą noc, w ogóle nie spał.
For the next day, he would be knighted.
Gdyż następnego dnia miał być pasowany na rycerza.
Okay. In preparation.
Był w trakcie przygotowań.
Knights were brave.
Rycerze byli odważni.
Knights were courteous. Polite.
Byli uprzejmi.
Respectful.
I okazywali szacunek.
Knights would protect women.
Rycerze bronili kobiet.
And they'd make a daily offering at church.
I każdego dnia składali ofiarę w kościele.
Knights went to daily mass.
I rycerze chodzili codziennie do kościoła na mszę świętą.
This was the code of chivalry.
I to był kod rycerski.
Look it up. Medieval code of chivalry. Medieval. It's fascinating. All these things that these men were called to do to serve God. Our culture has lost that. Go even further back. Christ. The knight was called to lay down his life. That's what Christ did. Right? In a very real sense, he was the first knight. He laid down his life for us. For those that are in need. To those that needed protection. So we have knight. We have the knight of Christ. Laying down his life.
Który daje swoje życie
for you and me.
Za ciebie i za mnie.
The passion of the Christ, his passion,
i pasja Jezusa,
would have been just as painful,
była tak samo bolesna,
just as gruesome, horrible,
tak samo potworna,
if it was just you that he was dying for. That's the type of man that is in all of us. This warrior that is really in Christ. In the book of Exodus, in the Old Testament, it says the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Jesus Christ is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's ferocious. He's dangerous. That's why they killed him. He was a threat to the world. As they knew it at that time. That's in all of us. You have that warrior in you. You have that knight in you. You are grafted, you are made in that image. Call on it. Summon it.
Call on it.
Call your brothers to do the same. Seek the Holy Grail in your life. In the Knights of the Round Table, King Arthur's court, Sir Lancelot was considered the greatest knight. But the problem with Sir Lancelot is he wasn't chaste. That's why he doesn't get the grail. He sleeps with Guinevere. He has sex with Guinevere, the queen. King Arthur's wife. King Arthur's wife. Right? He's an adulterer. Okay? He does not win the grail. Sir Galahad. Sir Galahad is honest. He's chaste. What's the point of me telling you this story again? You need to be chaste. If you're going to receive the grail in your life. What's the Holy Grail for you and me? It's not the chalice. It's not what you would think it is. The grail for us is to live our life, to become the best Christian we can become. To live our life in virtue. To become a man of the Beatitudes. To lay down our life. To live not in fear. To be men of courage. This is the grail for you and me. To be a leader, protector, provider. To become the man God created you to be. That's what you have to pursue. For your family. For your community. For your church. It begins when you decide that you're not going to listen to the culture. You're not going to listen to the people who have told you lies. You're going to reject all things that don't lead you to Christ. It's going to require you to have courage. Fortitude.
Which is courage. It's the same thing. Fortitude.
Cardinal virtue of fortitude. That is our struggle. Because we live in fear. And Christ said, fear is not of God. Paul says to Timothy, God gave you a strength and a power, not a spirit of timidity. Be anxious in nothing, Jesus said. That's the problem. We cannot become the men we're called to be because we live our lives in fear. And we care more about what other people think about us than what Christ thinks about us. Courage, man. David says to Solomon when he's dying, take courage and be a man. Fight manfully. God will bless you when you act in accordance with your nature. What is your nature? To be a man. To lead. To protect. To provide. That's really it. That's how we become, once again, the backbone of the church. That's how we reclaim chivalry. That's how we become beloved sons of God. You already are. He died for you, that's how much He loves you. You already are beloved. Move with confidence, knowing that God will guide you every step of the way. He will provide for your family. He will provide for your kids. Emotionally. What they need. Through you. Because we as men are heads of the domestic church. We can't leave it to our wives. They have their role. And hopefully they're talking about it downstairs. Your role is to lead that family. To holiness. That's your commission. That's really all I got for you. That's really all I have for you tonight. I'd like to give you an opportunity if you'd like to ask a question. To ask it. Take a moment, think about something. Was there anything that I shared with you that you may not understand? Do you think I'm full of crap? Am I a crazy man from the United States? Do I not have a clue what's going on in Poland? Yeah? Maybe. I probably don't. You got abortion, right?
Macie aborcję? Macie?
Yeah. Pornografia?
Pornografię?
Masturbation?
Macie masturbację w Polsce?
You've heard of that before? No? Maybe it's just a problem in the U.S. Just a bunch of masturbators in the U.S. No? Look, that's a serious issue. I don't mean to make fun of it. But the Lord wants to set you free from it. And He will. But He wants to draw you closer to Him. And He will set you free in His time. Stay close to the sacraments. Go to Mass as often as you can. Never walk around not in a state of grace. Keep the time when you sin and the time when you get the confession as close to zero as possible. When I started to do that, I was on my way to being free from masturbation. Took me 7 years. I haven't masturbated in over 5 years. And I've only been married for 3. Okay? It's very hard to love our wives when we're loving ourselves. And that's what self-sex is. Self-abuse. I share that with you because my heart tells me that some of you in here may be struggling with that.
Powiedziałem wam to o sobie, dlatego że czuję, że może niektórzy z was tutaj z tym się właśnie zmagają.
Be patient.
Bądźcie cierpliwi.
Persevere.
Wytrwali.
Trust.
Miejcie nadzieję.
And know that the Lord will set you free.
I wierzcie, że Bóg was wyzwoli.
Don't despair.
Nie wpadajcie w desperację.
There are far worse sins.
Są gorsze rzeczy.
Pride being number one. So I know you had that question about masturbation, so I figured I'd just kick that one out of the way first. Just kick it out of the way. It's gone. It's over there. We don't have to talk about it. Now, what do you want to talk about? Yep.
So something changed in your life when you were 26. You said something about that there was something between 10 and 26.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was all the circumstances? What were you meeting
with? Changed my life.
What was all the same circumstances? How did you come to your conversion?
Okay. Thank you. That was last night's talk and today's talk. No, just kidding. Good question. Okay, I was addicted to pornography from 10 to 26. Keep in mind, my dad died at 11. And he was buried on my 12th birthday. So I didn't have a father in my life to talk to me about these things. To calm me down. So that period of time, I was searching for guidance. And at 26, I started to receive people who could guide me. I decided that I would no longer receive the Eucharist not in a state of grace. I decided to go to regular confession. And I decided to not be with people who didn't want to live the way I wanted to live.
I zdecydowałem, że nie będę się spotykał z ludźmi, którzy nie chcą żyć w taki sposób, jak ja chcę żyć.
And I read the Bible cover to cover.
I przeczytałem Biblię od deski do deski.
Those are some of the things I did.
To są niektóre z tych rzeczy, które robiłem.
I fasted a lot.
dużo pościłem.
I took my faith to action.
Przekładałem wiarę na działanie.
I stood in front of a sexually oriented business like a strip bar.
Stawałem przed klubami nocnymi.
While I was struggling with those issues, I said, you can do better for yourself. And I stood out in front of those buildings and said, come, join me. You don't have to go in there.
I tak stoję właśnie przed tymi klubami, a będąc samemu jeszcze uwikłany w to wszystko, mówiłem do facetów, chodźcie ze mną, nie musicie się w to bawić.
I faced my sin.
Ja stanąłem twarzą w twarz z moim grzechem.
And I said, I hate you.
Powiedziałem mu, nienawidzę cię.
I detest you. And I'll do everything in my power to get you out of my life with God's grace. I had to do my part. I had to pray as if everything depended on God and work as if everything depended on me. That's really what I did. I was set free when I was 33. And I met my wife about the same time. A year later, I entered the sacrament of marriage. I have 3 children. And one's on the way into the world. They further, the children further my growth in masculinity.
I dzieci wspomagają mój wzrost w męskości.
They help me. My wife is my helpmate.
I moja żona jest moim wspomożycielem.
And she really helps me to stay virtuous.
I ona pomaga mi, by pozostać cnotliwym.
So use your helpmate.
Także użyj swojej pomocy.
God gave her to you.
Bo Bóg ci ją dał.
Are you married?
Jesteś żonaty?
Prawie 30.
Almost 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. Bless you.
Huh?
One wife, right? Good question.
Dobre pytanie.
Any other questions?
Jakieś inne pytania jeszcze?
Kiedy czuję, że twoja wiara tak upada, tak going down.
When I feel that my faith is going down.
What
do you do then?
What
do you do when you feel that your faith is going down? Do you have a faith quote for the scripture which lifts you up?
Sure, there's plenty. There's plenty. Well, the biggest one that comes to me is Proverbs 27:17. Do you know that one? Proverbs 27:17 says this. Iron sharpens iron.
Żelazo ostrzy się o żelazo.
As iron sharpens iron,
tak jak żelazo ostrzy się o żelazo,
so does one man for another.
Tym jest jeden mężczyzna dla drugiego.
Be encouraged because you cannot walk the masculine journey by yourself.
Żeby być odważnym, to nie można, aby być odważnym, to nie można iść męską drogą samodzielnie.
You're not meant to walk it by yourself.
Nie możesz sam być dla siebie mentorem.
Christ himself surrounded himself with 12 men.
Sam Jezus otaczał się 12 mężczyznami.
Do you have those type of men in your life?
Czy masz takich mężczyzn w swoim życiu?
Do you have 5 men that you could call on a given notice at any time of the day to help you?
Czy masz takich 5 mężczyzn, które możesz zawołać z dowolnego powodu o dowolnej porze dnia i nocy?
You have one man.
Masz jednego?
One. 2 maybe. That's a good start.
To jest dobry początek.
Get more.
Zobacz więcej.
Plug into the men's group. You come to this group?
Czy się do tej grupy?
With Javik? Yep. No. Plug in. Plug in with Saint Josepha. Take my card. Send me your information, and I'll be there for you.
Weź ode mnie wizytówkę. Ja ci coś wyślę, żeby ci pomóc.
Learn English first.
I nauczę języka.
Another quote. One more quote for you. One more quote. Sirach 3:5.
Księga Syracydesa, rozdział 3, werset 5.
It builds off of the Proverbs quote.
I to się też odnosi do Księgi Przysłów.
Gold is tested in fire.
Złoto testuje się w ogniu.
Man is tested through humiliation.
A mężczyzna jest podawany w próbie poprzez upokorzenie.
And then further in the New Testament it says,
a potem dalej w Nowym Testamencie jest powiedziane,
God chastises those he loves.
Bóg podaje próbie tych, których miłuje.
So when you're humiliated,
więc jeśli jesteś upokarzany,
and you feel alone,
i czujesz się sam,
know you're growing closer and closer to Christ.
Wiesz, że zbliżasz się coraz bardziej do Chrystusa.
You're becoming more like Christ.
Coraz bardziej stajesz się jak Chrystus.
He loves you enough to let you feel what he felt.
On cię wystarczająco dobrze, mocno kocha, żeby lecz się odczuć to samo, co sam czuł.
Rejected.
Bycie odrzuconym.
Persecuted.
Bycie prześladowanym.
Betrayed.
Bycie, jeśli ktoś ciebie, się zaprze ciebie.
Unloved.
I niekochany.
Be encouraged when those things come.
Bądź odważny, gdy te rzeczy przyjdą dla ciebie.
Because there's those are opportunities to grow.
Bo to są sposobności do tego, żeby wzrastać.
Does that help at all?
To się pomogło?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Jeszcze jakieś pytanie?